4, is that LK Mobile?
Good evening, Shane. I'm a little groggy. Not groggy, horse. I just got up from a nap a while ago. When you're over 50, it's okay to take a nap.
A nap today, too, so I feel you.
I feel you. Hey, I saw something I've never seen before. A guy with more money than sense. He was driving a Tesla truck. Man, that thing is butt ugly. I've never seen anything so ugly. It looks like a little tank going down the road.
They're not very attractive vehicles. And I saw an article the other day, and I didn't read the story, but I just kind of caught the headline. Apparently some guy took one of those, either took it through a car wash or he washed it himself, and it wouldn't start after he washed it.
Here's your tip of the day. I think the bus on them things up around 500 volts back there. I don't believe I get out and try to jump it or mess with the electrical. Well, I heard that they were losing money on them. We're going to discontinue them because they'd had a lot of problems with them, but don't take my word for it on that. I think it was like you said, it was a headline or something. And we just went down and replaced a Tina product and went over and bought a GE that's probably made in China. But about every 2 years, it seemed like the humidifier in the basement goes out, or the dehumidifier, I should say. Went over to Home Depot this time instead of Lowe's. Maybe it'll work. I asked the guy, I said, he wanted, of course, an extended warranty, which I very, very rarely ever buy. I said, how long does it last? He says, 2 years. I said, well, that's about how long these things last.
I understand. I'm the same way with the warranties. I've bought them on certain things, and then other things I feel like I've wasted my money on them, but... Back to the electric vehicle, I was just thinking today, those Proterra buses, Proterra used to make them here in Greenville. They went out of business because they couldn't sell enough or something. But every time I pulled up beside one today, I get all kinds of RF interference on the radio. And I noticed the sign on the side of the bus that says zero emissions. But I think they should have to put "except for RF emissions" on the side of it.
Most anything that's driven by inverters is a variable frequency drive, and that's the way those motors operate, is variable frequency, and they generate RF. I don't care what they say, and so you're absolutely right. I've never noticed that. I don't know if I've ever seen the electric ones. Are they all electric?
Had several, and the plant or the production facility used to be right near UPS, and I used to go over there and deliver every once in a while, but they shut down because they weren't making any money, but Greenville now has several of their buses, and I don't know what they're going to do for parts.
On one hand, you know that old story. The batteries in those things were just unbelievably expensive, Shane. And then the chemicals in them, and then how do you dispose of them? There might be a way, but I've not heard of it. But the buses were incredibly, exponentially higher than a regular bus. But I heard there were some people suing the Biden administration today, three manufacturers or something like that, for imposing these new regulations on gasoline cars so that the factories like Ford and the different ones, they cannot meet those emission standards. You can just get so many BTU out of a gallon of gas and get so much nitrous oxide and all that stuff out. So they can't meet those standards. So basically, he's banning gasoline automobiles, and he already passed that. So they're suing him. Maybe somebody's got some sense out there. I know Ford's lost a ton of money trying to convert over to EVs.
There yet, technology. maybe it's a good idea, but anyway, I don't know. We're not there, and it's too expensive, and they're all subsidized, and, you know, they want to force it on everybody, but nobody wants it. But what's funny is the people that want to force it on you, they don't drive them unless it's for show. You know, they might drive it occasionally, but, you know, I guarantee you, Air Force One's not going to be battery powered, and neither is that all those vehicles they drive around. They'll never be battery powered.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they call it the Beast. I think the windows on it are like 6 or 8 inches thick. No, and it weighs a bunch. It's definitely not going to be an EV vehicle. But they jumped the gun. I mean, I don't blame them for trying to change the technology and get the smog down and all that. I remember way back in the 60s, we'd fly along the West Coast when I was in the Navy, and we had a device called Sniffer, and it would sniff out condensation nuclei emitted by a submarine, a diesel submarine. And if you was out to sea, and you could effectively go in and out of that pattern and hear smoke, and it would be shaped sort of like a V, and you'd fly crossways to it, and you could slowly get closer and closer to that submarine, and it was passive. So he didn't pick up, you know, our radar or anything like that. And a submarine rarely ever uses a radar because it gives off an emission. At least the diesels were that way. And it just didn't work worth a darn there along the West Coast. We'd fly up around Los Angeles and Long Beach and that, and you'd look down there at rush hour, it was just yellow out there with smog, so can't blame them for wanting something better.
I agree with you, and you know what? They've done a great job. I mean, we've really cleaned everything up, but, you know, you're going to kill better with trying to get best that's not there yet. And we're going to end up worse off, you know. I mean, we've definitely done a lot better with the emissions and stuff, but perfection is never going to be achieved. But some people think that's what we're going to get. So they'd rather have nothing if they can't get perfection, I guess.
It's leaning towards hydrogen fuel cells, which would be good if you had a source of hydrogen. But it's like the EVs. You go cross-country or that, and people are anxious about, you know, can I make it to the next station? So I don't think it's going to fly. But more power to them if they can get something that is highly efficient like that. But, oh, here comes a car over the top of the hill. Hey, that's a Tesla truck. I'll be doing right here on our hill. Boy, that's a weird-looking piece of machine. You know what? I bet you that really deflect bullets good for the Army. It's very highly super dynamic. You can tell it about that as far as the airflow goes. Well, Shane, we're going down the hill here towards home. Are you headed down to pick up your vehicle and go to work tonight?
I'm actually pulling a load up to Spartanburg right now. I'm going to drop these and then bobtail back down to Greenville and then head out to Atlanta.
Ooh, I didn't know you had to do both of those things. Gee, Manny, what time do you have to start?
30. And I go to Granger and Fountain Inn and pick up a couple trailers, take them to Spartanburg, and then head back to Greenville, and then take a load down to Atlanta and bring some back.
You need to retire. Tell them Tom said it'd be all right, and see how far that gets you.
Well, number, and you just call her. No, I'm actually, I agree with you. I'm looking at maybe retiring from here. I'll have enough time next year. I'll have to do something else, but I won't be driving a truck.
I think that's a good idea, Shane. Your odds don't get any better the more you're out on the highway down here. I can attest to that fact. Did you see where there were 3 women killed today on I-85? They went, and don't quote me on this exact thing, but I think they went through a concrete barrier and then over a bridge, and I was on I-85, and then went off into the timber and killed all 3 of them. I just wonder how fast they had to be going.
Hear about that? Well, I do hate to hear it though. There's marks all down the road going down 85. There was a wrong way. A lady came down the entrance ramp the wrong way and hit a truck head on. Where he went back and forth across the road until he went into the woods. He was fine, but obviously she wasn't. That's happened a few weeks ago. I hate to hear that kind of stuff. You just got to watch out all the time.
I like to drive down to Anderson. I have to do that every 6 months for my feet, but they got a real nice facility there where we go. But I'd like to go to ham radio outlet again someday, but I'm not going to Atlanta to do it. We went down there once. It ain't that big a place. And, I don't know if you heard it or not, but MFJ went out of business. I was sad to hear that, but Dave Watson told me that there was a good place down in Gainesville that can work on their equipment that's really reasonable. It was Gainesville, Georgia, which I don't know where it's at, of course. But you have a good night, Shane, and we'll be thinking about you. Will you be on the road after the net tonight? If I had a nap, I'll probably be up.
I'm hoping Friday nights you usually get to leave a little earlier, and the net's not always done before I get down to the Georgia line. So, and I drove by HRO last night. They've been doing some construction on 85, so I took a detour. Went right past HRO, but they were closed, so couldn't buy anything. And I heard about MFJ, too. So, but that place in Gainesville, yeah, that's not far off 85, west of, on your way down to Atlanta. I use a Gainesville repeater every night. It has good coverage all the way down to Atlanta.
I was glad Dave told me that. He said Gigaparts was going to do something with them. I don't know what. The Gigaparts is a good outfit too, Shane. Well, you take care. Have a safe trip tonight. Oh, N4ZLK in 0TR.
Hi, Shane.
And that's the War Department. Wishing you well. See you later, Shane. In 0TR, clear.
Hello, Miss Bernice. Goodbye, Miss Bernice. Y'all have a good night. Good timing. I got a phone call. I enjoyed it. N4ZLK.